Welcome to Target Center in downtown Minneapolis, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Dee Dee Schomer and Ken Franstey. We're breaking into wrestling here. We'll get right back to wrestling shortly because we want to name the final six teams dancing later this afternoon in the high kick finals here at Target Center. And Ken and Dee Dee, take it away. We got exciting news.
Holy cow, fans back home. What a level of competition in the preliminary round of 12 teams. But we were doing some chicken scratching, and the good news was all three of our Section 3A teams are in the final, and Paul and Dee, believe it or not, Section 2A put their three representatives in the finals. There's only two sections represented in the final six.
All right. There were 12 teams that performed earlier this afternoon. They nailed it. They just announced the final six teams, and who are they?
So those final six, in dancing order for the finals around 5:30 start time tonight, not how they finished in prelims, the New London Spicer girls are dancing first. Holding Ford is dancing second. St. Cloud Cathedral is dancing third. And then here's where it gets really fun, fans. YME dancing fourth. Montevideo dancing fifth. And our Shadows round out the sixth spot for the state championship contenders in the finals for Class A high kick. I don't think we could get a better slot than that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dee.
No, I am so excited for Section 3A. I mean, I was hopeful that we could, you know, finish the state tournament with having all of them make it, and they did. And, you know, as we saw, they were taking a big group picture of Monty, YME, and Lacaparo, you know, in the center of the Target Center there. They're pumped as a section that, you know, we're representing, the, you know, in the finals tonight. I too, what a great start to the kick day, and it's going to be a nail-biter finish.
Yep. Your thoughts on the Shadows prelim, how did they perform?
I thought they danced awesome. They had great kicks. They had good energy, and they're going to bring it again tonight. That was a fantastic preliminary performance.
I think overall the 12 teams, a lot of little nervous energy, and you know, things weren't quite as crisp, not for the Shadows, for all 12 teams. But I think coming out of the prelims, there were three teams that stepped out of the pack of 12. The Shadows, YME, and personally I thought Holding Ford. If I had to pick three teams that were just a little crisper,
yep,
maybe a little stronger, less nerves overall, just tighter and cleaner, those three teams kind of were more impressive to me out of the 12, but I think the scores are going to be crazy tight again, like we saw yesterday in Jazz.
All right.
Yeah, no, I definitely, you, Ken, and I had talked about, you know, the judges want to see something because it had been kind of flat.
Started a little slow and a little
it
flat.
Did, so yep. Good, and good then help. Our Shadows came out on that floor, and those kicks, man, they meant business.
They
and
raised the roof a little.
They did. It was fun to see.
And our fans, kudos to our fans here at Target Center. That was an energy grab. We had, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 alumni on the opposite side of Target Field, front row on the opposite side, yelling and screaming at them. And boy, when our Shadows dance last in the finals, our crowd here and back home better be just screaming for 3 minutes nonstop to help potentially bring a championship set of hardware home for our girls.
All right, Dee, name the final six dancing at 5:30 this afternoon.
Okay, in performance order, New London Spicer, Holding Ford, St. Cloud, YME, Montevideo, and our very own Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows.
All right, and they will perform. We'll be on the air around 5:15, 5 o'clock this afternoon after wrestling's over, and then we'll preview the final six teams here at Target Center, and hopefully the Shadows in Section 3 can bring some hardware home. Right, guys?
Absolutely. Go Shadows. Yep, United team finished strong for all of us fans, too, but then we're going to be yelling Go Shadows the rest of the afternoon when you guys wrap it up.
All right. Thanks, Dee Dee. Ken,
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Paul. We'll be back on there a little after 5 o'clock this afternoon here on Q92. Let's get back to Section Wrestling with Dick Newman and Danny Lee.